Hi there. The word for you today is failure and success. In Nehemiah 2 verse 20 we read, "The God of heaven will give us success." To turn your failures into successes, you need to do two things. First, realize that God wants you to succeed because you're his child. What you think about it, what good and loving parent wouldn't want that? In the face of overwhelming obstacles and enemy threats, Nehemiah announced when rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, "The God of heaven will give us success." And God did. Number two, realize that failure is a teaching tool. The greater the failure, the greater your opportunity to learn from it. But first, you got to acknowledge the teaching potential in your mistakes and commit to learning, growing, and changing as a result. Thomas Edison said, "I'm not discouraged because every wrong attempt discarded is another step forward." What an attitude. At 21 years old, he set up his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey, and became a full-time inventor. At any given time, he and his team were working on as many as 40 different projects, and they applied for more than 400 patents a year. Edison's feverish work schedule and productivity caused the local citizens to dub him the Wizard of Menlo Park. But he wasn't always successful. The fact is, he struggled with many of his inventions. But despite embarrassing failure after failure, he refused to give up. Often ridiculed for his perseverance, he engaged in, listen to this, some 10,000 experiments before finally inventing the incandescent light bulb in 1879. Aren't you glad he didn't give up? Concerning his checkered work history, here's what he said: "I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work." So stop labeling your failures as negative. There are very few real failures in life, only options. Some options work, others don't. The truth is, with God on your side, you'll win if you honor him and if you persist.